Social scientists have a phrase, regression to the mean. What they mean is that the law of averages eventually fails families, companies, or countries that are doing better than average, and eventually lift those doing much worse than the average. Now, for all of us who like to say the United States is the best in the world, there is a prospect to consider. We could just get fatalistic. It's going to happen, so what can we do about it? But of course, we didn't succeed by fatalism. Americans escaped, trekked, traveled by rickety sailboats and steerage and every other way imaginable to get here. And then they cleared the wilderness and conquered the continent and then took on the world. No fatalism about that. They didn't stare at each other saying, we can't do or build this or that. They joined together or got the government to help. Until the fatalists took over. Reagan said, government is the problem. Strange remark from a man who either should have known better or did. Because when he took over, the U.S. government was actually remaking the world, our world. Perhaps you didn't know that the Internet was developed by DARPA as a national security project to make up for a strategic weakness of the old-fashioned telephone system, or that the transistors that run everything you use were developed as part of a government war effort. There isn't much that you and I touch that weren't connected in some way to the government space effort. I could tell that story for every American generation. Government that is devoted to the welfare of the people began here. The banking system, the transportation system, repeatedly rebuilt as new technology developed, schools and the university system, the list of government projects for us is endless. Until we stopped trusting each other and our own government. So how do we stay strong, healthy, and successful? Some think we do it by fighting everyone. They must have grown up in a very tough neighborhood. Those who crunch the numbers figured out a long time ago that arms are what economists call a deadweight loss. Sometimes you really need them, but they contribute zero to the economy except for the research. And like the barroom brawler, everyone's gunning for the top gun. We got where we are because of our economy. You can look at the economic numbers and see when Germany got ahead of England and France, and then when the U.S. surpassed Germany. It's all in the numbers. Ever since that other fatalist, George Bush, said, read my lips, no new taxes, Americans have imagined that progress was free. But we got where we are because government did the things needed to facilitate what the rest of us could do, travel, save, study, communicate, ship, research, and on. But now America feels so poor that it can't repair its infrastructure, can't fix the cables, the water and sanitary systems, can't fund its university system except on the backs of students who haven't yet had a chance to earn a living. If America is truly that poor, it will regress to the mean.